Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there, welcome to Jesus Revealed. I'd like to introduce you to another man who played a major part in the life of Abraham. Now, we only meet him once. We meet him in Genesis chapter 14. And his name is called Melchizedek. Now, let me read you a little bit about him from Genesis chapter 14. It says that Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him, that's Abraham, and said, "Blessed be Abraham of Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand." And he gave him tithes of all. Now, this is the only reference we have to Melchizedek in Genesis and the encounter that he has with Abraham, and yet he becomes an amazing character on the page of Scripture. You know, the Scripture refers to him in a number of occasions, but particularly when you come to the book of Hebrews. And in Hebrews, he's picked up and the Spirit of God explains that he is a picture, a beautiful type, a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read to you from Hebrews chapter 7. "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth or 10% of his spoils." This man is quite a character. He only appears on the page of Scripture once, as far as we can see in a historical sense. And yet he's a picture of another priesthood, not the priesthood we learn from Hebrews of Judah. The priesthood which of Levi and the priests of Aaron. But he's another order, and you need to read through Hebrews to get a little more detail on that. And yet that is predicted to be the case by a passage, I'm just looking it up now, in the book of Psalms. In Psalm 110, it is a messianic psalm, which means a psalm that was written in advance about the Lord Jesus. It's picked up by the Lord Jesus and quoted about God speaking to the Son. Verse 1, "The Lord said unto my Lord," that's Jehovah speaking to the Son, "said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." And a little further down the psalm it says in verse 4, "The Lord hath sworn and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies, and he shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way, therefore shall he lift up the head." There's a beautiful picture there of David, who drank at the brook Kidron as he went out, rejected, and when Absalom was trying to take over his empire, his kingdom. The Lord Jesus went over the brook Kidron when he went out to the Garden of Gethsemane, and then came back over it when he went in to be judged and accused and sent to trial and then sent to the cross. But Psalm 110 is teaching us about the priesthood of the Lord Jesus, a heavenly priesthood, an eternal priesthood. Let me give you the background. Abraham has been involved in a battle, and there were various kings that you'll read about in Genesis chapter 14, kings that really were overtaking Sodom and Gomorrah and these places. Now, Abraham's nephew Lot lived on the outskirts of Sodom. In fact, he lived in Sodom eventually. And when Abraham hears that they've been taken captive by these armies, he goes and takes his own army, because Abraham was a very powerful man and a lot of wealth, and he had 318 trained servants. That's men who could protect him, armed guards, who were born into his own household. So he obviously had a lot of staff, if you think about those children that were born into his house. Well, after having had that great battle and got back Lot and got back possessions, he meets this man, Melchizedek, who brings him bread and wine. Now, we don't want to get into all the details, but bread and wine is a picture right through the Bible of fellowship with God and of strengthening before a test and before a difficulty. And Abraham, he's going to be strengthened by this man Melchizedek, who we discover is a picture of the Lord Jesus. So Abraham blesses Melchizedek. And what we find in Hebrews is that the principle that the lesser is blessed by the better, The lesser is going to be blessed by the greater. In other words, the one who's greater blesses the one who's not as great. And so Abraham is blessed by Melchizedek. Abraham is the father of faith. Abraham, he's the great leader of a nation. He's the father of all who believe. And yet he's blessed by Melchizedek because Melchizedek is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll discover that in a little more detail from Hebrews chapter 7. And Abraham gives him 10% of the goods of which he has taken. In other words, what it means is just the same principle of tithing in the Old Testament. Abraham gives to this greater one 10% of all that God has blessed him with. Let me take you to Hebrews and to chapter 7. This man, Melchizedek, he's an actual person. He's the king of Salem. King of peace, maybe linked to Jerusalem. We're told in Hebrews 7 that he met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and he blessed him. So we've thought about the fact that this greater one blesses Abraham, in this case is the lesser. It says in Hebrews 7 that Abraham gave 10% of what he had. But here are beautiful titles of Melchizedek that make him such a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus. He's the king of righteousness. Who was ever righteous compared to the Lord Jesus? He is the king of righteousness. And then he's the king of peace. And it's in that order because that's important, because righteousness comes first. Peace comes out of righteousness. It's not peace at any price, it's peace at the right price, as God requires and as God has had provided to him through the Lord Jesus dying on the cross. It also says in Hebrews 7 about this man that he didn't have a father, without father, without mother, without ancestry, without beginning of days, nor end of life. But you say, well, everybody's got a mum and a dad, and everyone has an ancestry, and everyone has a beginning of days and the end of life. But the point in verse 3 of Hebrews 7 is he's made like unto the Son of God. God doesn't give us those details, doesn't tell us who his mum or his dad was or his ancestors or when he was born or when he died, because he's a picture of the Lord Jesus. He's made like unto the Son of God. He typifies, he pictures the Lord Jesus, and he abides a priest continually. So here is this beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus in the first book of the Bible in Genesis and chapter 14. And yet it's a picture of future days as well. Abraham had come back from a battle against evil, Sodom and Gomorrah, typifying all that was evil and wicked and all those kings that wanted to possess it and own it. Yet the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the Son of the living God. And he is the one who one day is going to have a battle with the kings of this earth. He's going to conquer. That's why we read in Psalm 110. Psalm 110 speaking so specifically about a future day when the Lord Jesus Christ shall rule and reign upon this earth. Let me remind you of what it said. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his anger. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. In other words, this is talking about the day when the Lord Jesus comes and he's going to rule in Jerusalem and he's going to conquer the world. Now, when the Lord Jesus ascended into heaven, we have another quotation from Psalm 110 that is used. Remember, it says in Hebrews chapter 1, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. In other words, the Lord Jesus is seated in heaven, ascended, and that's when he is recognized to be a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He sits at the right hand of the Father until his enemies are made his footstool. He's coming back. And when he comes back, that's another picture of his glory and his greatness and his majesty. Now, the Hebrew writer talks about Melchizedek a few times. He talks about him in chapter 6. And he talks about him in this light, that the Lord Jesus is the eternal Son of the eternal God. So he says, thou art my Son, today have I begotten thee. He said, on another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So he's a picture of the eternal character of the Lord Jesus. The eternal sonship, the eternal priesthood, the eternal one. And yet he's the one who came. And he, though he were a son, Hebrews chapter 6 says, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. The Lord Jesus never was disobedient, but he learned the practice of obedience by the experiences of life. Melchizedek, he's also a picture of the fact that the Lord Jesus has gone into heaven. It says at the end of Hebrews chapter 6, my previous references actually should have been Hebrews 5, that was a mistake, but Hebrews chapter 6, the end of the chapter, it says, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. This man Melchizedek can teach us such a lot about the Lord Jesus, the one who's gone into heaven, the one who is a priest in heaven, the one who is an eternal one, the one who is going to conquer his enemies in a future day. May God bless you through his word today. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.